Another takana that Chazal made was that between eating milchig and fleishig, or between actually fleishig and milchig, one has to wait 6 hours. Now, where does that come from? So the lashon the Gemara is that one has to wait from one suda to another suda, and there's actually different pshatim in this Gemara. One sheet that holds as long as you bench, you made berchs, you ate milchik, made berchs a mazin, could start another meal right away and eat flesh. No waiting. That's what suda l'suda is. Others learn that suda l'suda means that you need to wait the normal time that there is between two sudas. So back in the days, they ate one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening, 6 hours apart. If you see the halachas, because eat the first meal before the 10th hour, and then the 6 hours before, therefore it came to 6 hours. Now, there's another sheet over here, which is that a sort of a pshara, a compromise between Berachas HaMazon to 6 hours, and that's 1 hour. We wait 1 hour. That's a pshara.
That's from meat to milk?
From meat to milk, right. Now, the Yekis wait 3 hours. People question, where's the makar to that? Because where do we find that in the Shainim? But the answer probably is because they're doing a better. If the whole idea of 1 hour is a compromise, 3 hours is a much more sensible compromise.
Isn't the Gemara used kish shay somewhere?
No, the Rambam says kish shay.
The Rambam?
In one halacha, and the next halacha says shay shay. So it's a shver deep, but okay.
So did it in your mouth?
Sure, yeah, you know.
Oh, so we can talk about that in a second. Yeah. So now, okay, so halacha lemaisa, the Ramah says, Os b'nei Ashkenazim, the Ramah says that the one has to wait an hour, and the medaktikim should wait 6 hours. Comes over the Shach and the Taz, and they say, anyone who's a ben Taira, they use that lashon, who has a reach shel Taira, should wait 6 hours. And that's the accepted meaning by the Ashkenazim, which is 6 hours. The Rambam uses a lashon of kishay shayis. Pasht is what the Rambam means is that they didn't have clocks in those days, so they didn't know exactly when it was 6 hours. He says once be'erach 6 hours, then you could, which if you do want to play with those words, even though it's been doing it in the next Rambam, not like that, but if you do want to play with it, then it's not 5 hours in a minute. 5 hours, maybe 40 minutes or 45 minutes. That's be kishay shayis.
One second. So 5 hours in 1 minute is a scam?
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, yeah. I was not going, but that's a fat one for the book.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want. I'm so having fun, bro.
There's another head that's brought down. That's where Byron used also was that in a yeshiva.
That's crazy.
The
officer, by the way.
Very change it, please.
I got out of the dead.
So there's another hetter that Rabban used in yeshiva, and we use over here sometimes also. If you're following the Seder yeshiva, even though it's not exactly 6 hours, but you're eating lunch on yeshiva, you're eating supper on yeshiva, so then you could be makel in the 6 hours.
Wait, we have to confirm that. 5 hours a woman is a scam?
It's not Mustafa. There's no real Makar to that.
Wait, so what's the minimum?
You just make a little bomb because of the...
One second. Even if my father's been doing it and I'm doing it now, I should change my ways?
So, yeah, wait a little more than that. Five and a half, maybe. Something that's Kishay Shoyes. That's what Kishay Shoyes.
Yes. What's Kishay Shoyes?
Something close to six, not 5 and 1 minute.
But so hours, should I allow my family to know that we actually wait 5 and a half?
You don't have to make them crazy about it, but
I'll make them crazy. You say like, by the way, just
want to tell them to yes, they're rough.
You're even doing a bit of
this. No, Chazal.
There's no more car for 5 hours and 1 minute?
That I know. If they can find one, then I'll be happy. The kishesh means like 6 hours.
This should be titled.
This is going to be bold.
Okay, here we go.
Who's your father's role? This is the cover of the book.
Yeah, don't be a feisty.
The shortest amount is an hour.
Who's my father's role?
I really want to change 2 hours.
Are
they really? Just asking, don't.
So it's 3 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes or no?
What?
It's 3 2 hours and 40 minutes.
An hour and 40 minutes.
Bargaining
in the first hour.
Hour. So okay. Okay, I'll give you a good head. I'll give you a good head. This is from the Kaf Chaim. Right, the Kaf Chaim says that if, let's say, before we get to the Kaf Chaim, I want you to understand it. What's the reason why we wait the 6 hours or whatever hours you wait? What's the reason we wait? So there's two reasons. Either because we're worried that maybe a little piece of meat got stuck between your teeth, or because there's some meat has like a grime, has a fatty taste to it, and it's still in your mouth, and when you get into milchig, it's going to go down with that flesh. So again, you see how Vay Chazal went, right? We pointed out many times that the Chazal went so Vay that they were so worried that maybe there's a small piece of meat can get mixed with the milchig, or maybe the taste of the flesh get mixed with the milk, and therefore they made us right. That's how extreme they went over here.
What does 6 hours do that makes it go?
So, what does 6 hours do? So, like the time of the Rambam of the Basim and Shanaim comes ois basa. After 6 hours, it's already digested. Yeah. And in science, in the science books, it shows that the digestive system starts with your saliva, mm-hmm. It already starts to digest it. So, you see that the meat loses its same meat. As opposed to the other shita, but then we assume that the time shuman is away. Okay, now
take scotch or water.
So the Maisa Chazal said that we're gonna make it a straight issa, even if you cleaned out your teeth and all that, we're not gonna be mekel.
I said you didn't really eat meat. Wait, did we discuss scotch the other way around?
Okay, so that's a good question. Right. Okay, now one second. Now.
Crazy, Rabbi, that changes my life. 5 hours, 5 and a half hours?
It's a good change.
You learn an extra half hour? Learn?
Okay.
I'm
talking about
Kenny, my Oreos.
Oreos
are
part of.
Yeah.
Oreos
and milk.
What is with Fresca's process?
Like
Oreos. It was cooked in the
oven.
We're in the
party. I have patience.
Where's our kosher? How can you eat them?
Okay, now.
OUD.
Now, what happens? I'll tell you a story that happened in a Shiva dining room.
Oh.
A guy went down there Friday morning and he saw on the table a nice piece of cake. And he puts it in his mouth, he starts to chew it. It was really some leftover shawarma. And he spits it out. Spits it out.
Didn't swallow it.
He spit it out.
What are you doing?
What?
Did
Rabbi say he's that, like,
I'm
saying he's fleshing now? I'm saying we discussed
his
other
day. No, we're about
that.
He's about to end.
Oh. No, so he's not fleshing for this. Why? Because he didn't eat it. You have to eat it.
Rabbi
said
the whole
stuff
because it's on your teeth.
But since there's no Maisach Hilo over there,
you
just chewed it and spit out
the
way
you
trying
something.
Oh,
you should take it.
You're right. But Avabin and Chazal only made the Gzeira. Again, it's a real small chash.
The logic behind it makes no sense.
You're right. But the whole chash to begin with is a very far chash. They only made
it
when you do that. That's why someone could taste the food with their tongue.
Taste chocolate and put it in your mouth.
Taste it, but you have to spit it out.
Take a soup, put it in your mouth,
spit
it
out.
Around.
Spit it, spit it out. Then
right, so
it doesn't make you flesh.
If you're cooking, that's fine.
If you're cooking, but you can't swallow it.
You can't chew it either. Swish around my mouth, tastes good, I spit it out in the garbage.
Would you rather?
It's okay.
It's not so practical, right? Theoretically, yeah, but you know.
So
okay.
Well,
you can chew it.
No. One thing, you have to make sure your mouth is clean from fleshing then. I was talking about the other case. I'm talking about the other way. You're jumping right to something else. Tasting the flesh doesn't make me fleshy.
Doesn't make you fleshy.
But when I have fleshy in my mouth, I can't put milk in my mouth.
I mean, what happens if you chew it?
If you weren't doing it with Teres Achila because you thought it was cake,
the
then okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now
is
let's
this a, is this a vidyavet or is this like a real...
If you're doing it with kavana, then you're eating it.
No, I'm saying like... Like, let's say tomorrow night, I want to taste test.
If you need to taste it, you put it in your mouth and your tongue, and then spit it out.
Isn't it my
assignment? Who's counting how many hours you make? Okay, now the question. Yes. Okay, now what's included in this takana? Okay, what's included in this takana? Is it only if I eat meat or I eat a piece of chicken? What happens if I go to the challenge and I take a potato out of the challenge and now I eat the potato? So if the potato is soaked with some meat juice, then that's like eating meat. But let's say it was cooked potatoes with chicken in the same pot, but the potatoes don't have chicken taste in it. But it was cooked together. It's fleishig. It says it's in fleishig.
What, two separate pans or the same?
No, in the same pan.
But it has chicken flavor.
Yeah, but it's not soaked with the gravy and all that. It's a case where you can eat the potato alone. So the minig is to be machmir. The minig is to be machmir and to dan like basar itself. And therefore, not also to wait afterwards before you eat milk.
That's what kind of deep fryers?
What?
That's what deep fryers.
The deep fry is like mom's, right? It's like
there's leftover
cooking
crumbs.
Your French fries in chicken soup. Now, where the Chiddush comes from is, let's say I eat the potato from the chicken, which doesn't have chicken, any chicken on it. I eat the potato. Now I need a potato or a noodle that was cooked in a lasagna, but there's no cheese on it. No cheese on it. It's on the side. Pull out a noodle without any cheese. So what's called is the potato is called the tafshel shabasar. And now, so to eat after the tafshel shabasar, the gvina cheese, that I'm not allowed to do. How about to eat a tafshel shal gvina? So this is more makom to be mekel, even though the minig is also to be mekel. There's no meat sticking to my teeth. But still, the minig is to be machmer. The minig is to be machmer.
But heavy cheese,
now,
parmesan.
One day we'll get to that also. Now let's say I have parva food that was cooked in a fleishig pot. Even if this pot was used within the last 24 hours to cook real meat in it, and now it's clean from the meat, that does not make me fleishig. I cannot eat this parva food with milkshake, but it does not make me fleishig. Now let's say
I don't have to wait anymore.
And I don't have to wait.
And here, Robbie, so just to clarify that, that's a general call that if something an item is it both ways? If something's cooked in
no, it's not both ways. Let's go about this way first. No.
So why do people have separate pots? Like,
so if someone cooks parv in a fleishig pot, you just can't eat it with dairy, but you're
can't
not
eat it with dairy, but it doesn't make fleishig. Same thing as if let's say in the oven I have chicken in a gravy and potatoes in a separate pan. And the gravy is boiling, so it makes a zeya, as we'll learn later on. And therefore, those potatoes are fleishig, but I cannot eat it with milchig, but it won't make me fleishig either. Zeya will make it fleishig that I cannot eat it with milchig,
but
I don't have to wait 6 hours. So again, either if it was cooked in a fleishig pot, even though the pot was used within 24 hours, or zeya I cannot eat it with milchig, but it will not make me fleishig. Now, there's a Kafa Chaim, which he learns up that this whole din, that Chazal said I have to wait 6 hours, and I think it's very mistabber, and the lumdus is, Napshat, that Chazal gave the milchik a din of machos asuris. But what Chazal said was, I want you to be marchik, to make our chaka, to further away the milchik from the fleishik 6 hours. So if let's say during the 6 hours, by mistake, I started to drink my milchik of coffee, or eat my cheesecake, so then already, you already broke that hachaka, so you can continue eating your milk. What you said. And there are places in the past like that.
I had so many times.
Okay, now.
Every past like that.
What do I do on purpose?
Now, next thing is, how about gvina kasha? Now, again, the Gemara talks about meat, and then eating milk afterwards. Comes along. Shine and Paiskim, they talk about cheese which was aged for 6 months, which has a very strong taste to it. And they want to say that to eat fleishig after those cheeses, you need to wait 6 hours. So here, I want to tell you something like this. So one example people give is Parmesan. But I wanted to mention
why
something.
Why Papa John first don't come? Because that has the
wind. So, this. The Lashon's Gvina Kasha. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler used to say, Rabbi Aaron Kotler and Rabbi Simcha Zelig from Brisk also used to say that the Aleph Beis is Kasha. What Kasha means, you need a saw, hard. Kasha means hard. You need a saw to cut into it. It's like very hard on the end. It's not soft. You need a saw to cut into it. So there's very few cheeses for sure that between us that is like that. Parmesan cheese is a type of cheese like that. It's very hard on the outside. But let me ask you something. When you eat Parmesan cheese, does it leave over a strong taste in your mouth?
No. I don't even realize it's there half the time.
So let's be very careful about
it.
That's right. I agree to you. So now
I don't even taste that.
So now be very careful what I'm saying.
So many times it's there and then
even though you'll tell me that when I even though you'll tell me that when I eat fleishig, it also doesn't leave a taste in my mouth. So maybe we should say you don't have to wait 6 hours over there. But what's written in the Gemara that you have to wait, which is fleishig, so that you can't change,
wait,
even though it doesn't leave that strong taste, you need to wait.
Well, I thought we
but the Gvina Kasha is not written in the Gemara. It's a addition that they added on because it's daima to it. My Gvina Kasha is not daima to it, so you don't have to mach. There is some kind of blue cheese which they say that does leave a strong taste in. So that maybe you will have to wait 6 hours.
So
but Yad Yehuda says that if I melt it, which a lot of times that's what they use these cheeses. To melt it onto pizza or whatever it is, then anyways you don't have to wait. Once they melt it, it loses it.
Wait, somebody said you have to wait is because it stays in your mouth, not because of the taste.
We're machmir for both reasons. It's machlekes
Rambam. Very bitchy.
Wait.